The body of Shireen Abu Akleh is carried through the town of Jenin in the occupied West Bank. The veteran Al Jazeera reporter was shot dead while covering a raid by Israeli forces. Another journalist was also shot and injured. The Palestinian Health Ministry says they were hit by bullets fired by Israeli soldiers.
We made ourselves clear to the army and the passers-by, indicating that we are the press. Then within seconds, there was the first shot. I told them that we are being targeted, we are being shot at. I turned and found Shireen on the ground.
The Israeli military says its forces came under attack in Jenin and that they fired back.
There was no exchange of fire, so there is no possibility whatsoever that a Palestinian have shot Shireen Abu Akleh. The Israeli army always uses these excuses to cover up the crimes they are committing against Palestinians, including Palestinian journalists.
Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank have intensified in recent weeks after a series of attacks inside Israel. The Jenin refugee camp has become a stronghold for resistance against the Israeli occupation. Shireen Abu Akleh had worked for Al Jazeera for 20 years. Colleagues described her as brave, kind, and a voice of Palestinians.
I'm sure there will be lots of calls from around the world. We get a lot of support from human rights organizations, governments, who will be looking at what happened here and why a journalist has been shot dead. Journalists, you know, killing journalists, shooting the messenger is equivalent to a war crime. So we need to know what has happened. The world needs to know what has happened.
Qatar's foreign ministry put out a tweet saying the Israeli occupation killed Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh by shooting her in the face while wearing the press vest and a helmet. She was covering their attack in Jenin refugee camp. This state-sponsored Israeli terrorism must stop and unconditional support to Israel must end. Israel says it's launched an investigation into what happened. It says it does not target journalists. But some human rights activists say they have little faith in the Israeli justice system.
There are human rights organizations, for example, like B'Tselem, an Israeli human rights organization, that decided a long time ago that they are no longer going to even interact with the complaint system within the Israeli army because it is not serious. It doesn't find Israeli soldiers guilty.
Al Jazeera is calling for a transparent investigation into the death of Shireen Abu Akleh. Few Palestinians think that's likely to happen. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.